So we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to learn about some other things that you have to mention in your prayers. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu, B'mitzvotav Tzivanu, La'asok B'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Yerushalmi Brachot, Chapter 1, Halacha 6, that's 17a2, if you're reading in the Schottenstein. And so now that we've established you have to mention the Exodus from Egypt in your prayers, now they're going to go on to talk about other things that you should be mentioning as well. Okay. Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Amar, so Rabbi Shimon says in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, lo hizkir Torah ba'aretz. If you didn't mention the Torah when you are blessing the land and in the blessing after meals, machazirin oto, we make you go back and repeat it and get it right to make sure that you put it in there. Ma ta'am, from what biblical verse might we know this? Okay. Vayitein lahem artzot goyim, and he gave them the land of the nations. That's Psalm 105:44. Mipnei ma, so why did God give us these lands? Okay. Ba'avur yishmeru chukav v'torotav yinatzru. So that they might safeguard his statutes and observe his teachings. So that's the same psalm, but verse 45. Okay, so since God gives us the land just so that we could observe the Torah, right? It's basically the merit of the Torah that is allowing us to occupy the land. Okay. Rabbi Bar Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi. So here we have a saying in Rabbi's name, Im lo hizkir brit ba'aretz, and if you don't recall the covenant of circumcision in the blessing over the after the meal, O shelo hizkir bavone Yerushalayim malchut beit David, or when you say, may God build Jerusalem, and if you don't mention the kingship of David in there, machazi rinoto, we make you go back and repeat it, all right? And they do mention the covenant in the blessing after the meal. So that one makes it through. All right, Amar Rabbi Ila said, Im Amar Menachem Yerushalayim, if he says instead of builds Jerusalem, comforts Jerusalem, right? Yetzah, it's okay. Again, the blessing after the meal is just like all the other parts of the prayer service. It's in a state of becoming. You want to say Bonei Yerushalayim, the builder of Israel? Go ahead, be our guest. You want to say Menachem Yerushalayim, the comforter of Israel? Go ahead, make your day, no big deal. I never thought I'd be slipping Arnold Schwarzenegger in there. My goodness. Sorry. Bar Kapara Omar. Bar Kapara said, Hakore l'Avraham Avram. Somebody who called Abraham Avram. Remember, Abraham's original name is Avram. Okay. Over ba'aseh, he violates a positive commandment. Whoa. Rabbi Levi Amar, Rabbi Levi said, ba'aseh v'lo ta'aseh, he violates both a positive commandment and a negative commandment. Ay, how do we get that? V'lo yikare ot et shimcha Avram. So that's the negative part, right? Your name shall no longer be called Avram. Halo below ta'aseh, that's the negative commandment. V'haya shimcha Avraham. Your name shall be Avraham. Hare ba'asa. That's your positive commandment. Uh-oh. Somebody's going to object. Okay. Chakivon. So somebody says, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Okay. Hare anshe Knesset Agdola Karu Oto Avraham. Wait a minute. We learn in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7, that the men of the great assembly do call Avraham Avraham. And so the implied question is, do you really think you're so much holier than those guys? Really? Okay. Now they'll solve it. Shinayahi, it's different there, right? Sh'ad shehu Avram b'chartabo, because God still selected him to be the founder of the Jews while his name was still Avram, okay? V'dichavayte, and similarly, hakore l'sara sare over ba'ase. Somebody who calls Sarah the way her name originally was, which was Sarai, transgresses a positive commandment. Okay, because the Torah also says, you shall not be called Sarah anymore, you shall be Sarah. Okay. Who needs davu aleha? All right. So in that verse, Abraham was commanded regarding her to call her by the new name, okay? But so the commandment doesn't apply to anybody else. So in other words, if Abraham calls her Sarai, not a good thing. The rest of us, we can get by. Okay. V'dichavayte, and you find something similar. Hakore l'Yisrael Yaakov oved ba'asei. Somebody who calls Jacob, who calls Israel Jacob, right? Because his name is originally Jacob, and then it turns into Israel, right? Is violating a positive commandment. All right. Shani netosas lo. The second name, Israel, was added for him. Harishon lo ne'ekar mimenu. But the first name, Jacob, was not put away. So it's okay. You want to say Isaac, you want to say Jacob, don't worry, it's fine. okay. Sheni Nitofas Lo, all right, the second name, excuse me, I already read that, sorry. V'lama Nishtanaya Shemo Shel Abraham, Ushmo Shel Yaakov. So why were Abraham's names and Jacob's names changed? Ushmo Shel Yitzchak Lo nishtana. Why wasn't Isaac's name changed? Okay. Elu avotan karu otan b'shaman. With respect to Abraham and Jacob, their fathers called them by their original names. Aval Yitzchak, but Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu karo Yitzchak. The Holy One, blessed be He, gave the name Yitzchak to Yitzchak, right? So there can be no doubt on that one. Shene'emar, for it is said, V'karata et Shemo Yitzchak, and you shall call his name Isaac. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.